Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. The late, great Dan Fogelberg on guitar there. That's his song, The Nexus, which is the first song in the outstanding double album set called The Innocent Age, which is a 30-year-old album that's absolutely still outstanding. Yeah, I encourage you to check it out. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jeff Sabar. He's all over our website. All the things that he's deposited with us over the years and the writing that he's done that he's allowed us to republish. We appreciate that, Jeff, very much. Jeff's website is chiefhomeofficer.com. You need to go there and see what he's up to. Hey, Jeff, we're talking about battery backups and continuing to work. And you know, the previous segment we talked about doing it from a micro standpoint, a small universal kind of a backup unit that's like a battery backup that you put next to your desk, sit it on the floor and plug everything into it. We talked about the laptop with the extra battery. I've got a 4-hour battery on my laptop, but then I've got an extra 6-hour extension that I can pop right in there, hot switch it, hot swap, I think they call it, where I can just pop it right in there and get more battery if I need it, that I carry around with me. Batteries, think about what batteries have done, Jeff, to our lives. I mean, think of my iPad lasts forever.
Right.
You know, and look at all the things we're doing with cell phones and everything. I mean, battery technology, we should, you know, I haven't invested in a battery company, but you and I should do, we should be doing this because batteries are a big part of the future. But there's another thing, Jeff, that I want to talk about. This is a little more on a little more of a macro scale. And that is that if you need more than just that little unit sitting by your desk, once your organization grows a little bit bigger, gets just a little bit bigger, you might need to think about something like a generator. I know a lot of people in the storm areas, whether there's tornadoes or hurricanes or whatever, a lot of people will buy a generator at the Home Depot or Lowe's or something like that. You know, you can throw it up on your pickup truck and haul it around. But there are also the serious facility type generators, Jeff, aren't there? That you can you pour a pad out back, you put a diesel generator out there, and it'll power your whole building.
Absolutely. There have been a number of companies, especially in areas along the Gulf Coast, the Atlantic Coast, the Eastern Seaboard, that are, you know, can be hit by hurricanes, and the outages that come from them, generally or often, you know, when a hurricane comes through, structures remain, but the infrastructure gets damaged. So a building will remain, but the power to the building, the grid, gets knocked out. So you can have generators, and I'm working with a company down here now that builds Class A office space with a generator built in, and they lease this space out to tenants. So banks are moving in, law firms are moving in. They've even done it for schools, you know, colleges and online schools that need to be up and running. But, I mean, it certainly doesn't have to be the size of a Class A office building. If you own a small building in a downtown area, wherever your small business is run, you can investigate the price of getting a generator.
They're going to cost, depending on how big you need, you know, you're looking at least $10,000 to $20,000, I'm going to say, for, and I'm not talking about something to deal with a high rise. I'm talking about something for a typical office building. You're talking at $10,000 to $20,000 probably. And the thing about this, the cool thing about this, and I wish I could remember the exact name, but I'm going to say generator interface unit. I'm going to use that term, but that's probably not exactly right, folks. But Jeff, there's a device sitting there that whenever the power switches off to it coming in from one direction into that unit, it automatically cranks the generator and kicks it back on. I think there might be like a few second delay or something.
Yeah.
But it literally cranks that generator, and you continue to march with virtually no interruption. That little unit communicates basically between the power grid and your generator.
Yeah, you're not going outside and making sure it's gassed up and pulling on a pull string like you're on starting the mower. You know, I mean, these things are fully automated. They have a lot of, you know, people down here have even done it for their homes where they bury fuel tanks. They have these things built into, like you said, you pour a pad, you set it down, you anchor it in. But the thing is, you also, you know, say you own a 2,000 or 3,000 square foot building, you don't need to necessarily power. You know, you have an electrician come in or electrical company come in and design that unit to power what needs to be powered. So you don't need to be powering, you know, if you run a small print shop, you don't need to be powering. You're not talking about powering your printers in the background. You're talking about powering the office space so the people who work, you know, sort of the knowledge workers can keep working. So,
but you know, Jeff, when the tornadoes came through the South back in April, one entire county, and I'm not talking about a little county, I'm talking about a county with a major metropolitan area, the entire county was literally disconnected from the electric grid for about a week.
Well, and the one thing to keep in mind about that is that's why I make the distinction of a hurricane. A hurricane is not a tornado. Yeah. You know, we generally, God willing, don't get Cat 5s through. But when you get, you know, a Category 3, Category 4, even a Cat 5, the structures generally remain intact. Mm-hmm. It's the infrastructure that gets. Now, a tornado comes through, all bets are off.
Yeah, but even if it didn't hit you, in this case, it took out, you know, took out all the power. But anyway, folks, just the thing is there's backup capability at virtually any price point that you need to get it done. Get some backup for your business. Check into it. Hey, Jeff, thanks for helping us out today.
This is a great topic. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Good job. Jeff Sabar, ladies and gentlemen, chiefhomeofficer.com. Don't forget to check him out over there. I got to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.